Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience. You can tell that I just finished a marathon this morning. Oh my goodness. I must have at least gained 2 pounds whilst I was running around this morning. Lost 2 pounds, that's right. And we're just so glad to have our radio audience and our television audience. If you missed yesterday's program, you've got to catch it. Don't forget, for the Gulf Coast audience, our audience down there in on the beautiful sandy beaches of the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, Florida, Mobile, Destin, Mississippi, all those beautiful places that we come on now, and we're in your living room every night at 5:30 p.m. Have a nice dinner, kick back, relax, and just hear not only the news, but the news behind the news, to hear about a light view of the news, yeah. Meaning, you know, Jesus said, no matter what, he says, don't worry about it. Don't even have any fear about it. So we can face realities without fear when we have God with us. And so that's important. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing, that's why we've poured our life out to have a conversation that we call a light conversation. You know, the Lord called us. He said he commanded us to go and be the light of the world. You, if you're a believer, that's the same Lord, same command. And by your partnership, those that are partnering with us every single month financially and prayerfully, you're making it happen. You're being the light of the world. And those that are sponsors that you can visit by going to VFNTV.com, you're making it happen. And when you shop with our sponsors and say thank you and share about their businesses and all, you make it happen. And right now, if you're wondering, what can I do? I need to really target a people right now that really care about my business. Oh, I know. I need to care about them.
That's right.
And when you care about folks, they will go out of their way to shop for your product or your services. So I want to encourage you today, if you have not yet made a decision say, you know, I want to be and follow. I want to be a believer in Jesus Christ, which you may be already. Secondly, you know, I want to obey the commandment of Jesus. I want to be the light of the world. You know, all this media out here that the world has taken and that possibly you've been complaining about, now it's your time to make a difference. Mm-hmm. How about a light view, a God view, a word of the Lord view? Funny sometimes, sad to say, it didn't mean to be funny. Serious, but also a prophetic word. You know, what is God saying now? And you can do that simply by going to VFNTV.com. Stand now while you can. You know, you want to be, was it Reinhofer or
Bonhoeffer?
Bonhoeffer. I mean, this is a man that was in America. He was safe in Germany, but he knew that he had a call to his people. And he left New York and went back to Germany where Hitler was because he said, you know what? I'm going to be light. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, I'm not going to be able to face the people. They're not going to even listen to me because I called myself a Christian. I called myself a light, and I didn't shine once in the midst of all that darkness. You can shine by partnering and sponsoring with VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. This happens because of the grace of God and the gifts that are given. For truly, this is a network that the Lord is building through your love gifts. Well, today, we're going to be talking about, you know, continue talking about the storm that we're just days away from the storm that's taking place all across America, actually. And we're going to be talking about the National Day of Prayer. We're going to be talking about discipleship, and we're going to be the explosion that took place in this very same county. For those across the nation, it's in Florida. It's in the northwestern part of Florida. It's called Escambia County, but that's when you hear Pensacola, that's the same county. Yeah. So right there, an explosion took place. And their reports are, we'll be talking about, according to the Pensacola News Journal, that they're reporting that they have to destroy the entire building now.
Oh, wow.
It has to be removed from the face of the earth.
Really?
Yeah, that's how bad the tragedy and the danger was. And our hearts are broken about the loss of life.
Wow.
About the injured corrections officers that got injured and the help that was there. But understand this, and all I can tell you is those that close to me, that I cried out for you before this happened. I risked everything for you. I threw everything out. As a matter of fact, somebody took me and threw me and everything that I ever lived for in the wrong direction because I stood up for you, right?
Yeah.
Because I am in no way political. And they just, you know, used me.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, but I was crying out for you because I knew this day was going to come. You know, and I did. I talked to some correction officers that were down there in that county, and I said, listen, you know, I'm concerned about the future. This has nothing to do with politics. I'm just concerned. And I had talked to the county. I said, this has nothing to do with politics. I'm just concerned. And I talked about, as you can go find out, I talked to the county administrator. And he knew that God was speaking to me about that, and he even asked me at times, did God, you know, did God give you a dream?
Yeah.
And he did very distinctly. And I just had a chance to chat with Doris Harris. She is the county clerk. County clerk is the one that basically documents everything that happens. And give a big shout out to Doris this morning. She'll be retiring at the end of June down in the county of Escambia. But she's been a witness. She's been a witness because she's the scribe that writes these things down. Mm-hmm. And each of these prophetic words that God had given me, I mean, so many people are like staying, Christians are going like, yeah, I had a closet prophecy. And it's like, yeah, but nobody knew. I mean, why didn't you mm-hmm. If that was really a word from God, how does that bring God glory unless you wait till after it happens and then you say you had that word? That brings you glory, but it doesn't bring God glory. Mm. It's when you step out and say, if God has said it, you go directly out there to the folks that he's saying it to because he loves them and he has a plan for their life and he wants a chance that they would actually turn to him. And no disaster. God does not want any disaster coming on any of us. And he would that no man would perish, not one. And he doesn't send anybody to hell, by the way, for nobody. We choose to go there if we go there. Right. And it's against his will. He fights for us to the very last breath.
Yeah.
You know, will we choose him? I mean, the deep love of God. But in the context of that, and you heard me yesterday, you know, talking about this in an earlier program. But I knew when I went to present a sealed prophecy to the sheriff of that county, I knew what was going to happen. Lord, I laid on my heart, and I was wondering, maybe he's going to be, you know, Pat and I were there.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the next one? Who's going to be the one during this season that's about to happen? And that was the concern, because I knew this season. This is just the beginning, by the way. I knew, you know, whoever this is, because that's a significant person. Whoever the sheriff is in your county, you know, is this last constitutional officer outside the governor. And have you tried to get a meeting with the governor lately?
Right. Yeah.
And so it's important that you pray for your sheriff. And that's one thing that we've been doing by name in the county that we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, we pray for our sheriff. Our sheriff is David Morgan.
Right.
And so we've been praying for David Morgan for thousands of hours, I would guess.
Yeah.
Every Monday, mm-hmm. And of course throughout the week, but every Monday we pray for 24 hours. And 3-hour watches. Mm-hmm. And then people from around the nation, they lift up, you know, our governmental leaders. I mean, every one of them. School board, by the way, the ones that's in us where the studios are at. And mm-hmm. I appreciate everybody's been praying around the nation. But we pray for the school superintendent that's in Escambia mm-hmm. County, mm-hmm. Malcolm Thomas. We pray for the city council and the mayor.
School board.
The school board. We pray for
commissioners.
The county commissioners, the sheriff. The governor, mm-hmm. The congressman, you know, Jeff Miller. Jeff Miller is the one that told us about the prayer room that takes place in Congress, and he worked out a way where we can pray how they vote, and then they go pray about that particular vote. And who, by the way, if you can hear on earlier broadcasts, when he talked to us here in Pensacola, he said about the state of the world, he said, it's getting scarier and scarier, unquote, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's like, okay, that's something. Oh, my goodness. And so... And I just want to say that so in the context of that, when Pat and I went to go just find out, you know, who, because there was going to be a new sheriff, I mean, whoever it was, is going to be another term or something coming up. It's like, God, you know, who's going to be? We want to be able to deliver this prophecy. Mm-hmm. And I had a sealed, and it's still sealed today because it didn't get open.
That's all right.
And I had the prophecy about what's coming. And this is the beginning of times to test men's souls. So understand what's happening in the nation, what's happening across the nation, and what we know happened in Escambia County. If we don't turn to God, and that's what I believe the Lord's going to give a glory zone, a hub area that he's just going to bless and show the difference of a city that turned to him versus mm-hmm. a city who said, no, I don't want to go God's way. We finished talking and I realized, I don't think anything I'm saying is being received here,
right.
You know, and so I didn't know what to do with that. And so, last thing I said, you know, that if you're chosen, I'll support you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in, you're going to be the chosen leader. And but with that, God spoke to me after that. He spoke to me in detail after that. Mm. And he told me that this man that we just talked to, who was the current sheriff at that time, he would be the next sheriff. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Sure.
Got it written down in the journal when it happened and everything. And so I wondered, I was like, my goodness, okay, well, this is who you're going to have during that particular season. So I just all of a sudden just said, you know, just, okay, God, that's what you're going to do. But then my heart began to stir because I knew the spirit over the land. And I knew this day was coming, and I knew tragedy was going to happen, and I knew. And so I paced back and forth, and I think, you know, dear God, I know what you said, and I know what it's going to be, and I know who's going to be the next sheriff. But I do know this. I care about the citizens of Escambia County. Mm-hmm. I can't stand here. And you said you look for someone to stand in the gap. Does he not?
Yeah, that's right.
So you don't have to destroy the land. So everything I ever did, everything that I ever labored, everything I ever said, I laid it all on the line for you, Escambia County.
That's right.
Walked back and forth. I prayed, you know, and I knew the outcome would be, but understand this, it was because I knew that these catastrophes are going to come. And I know that God can set us apart. He can set any land apart who wants to, like he does Israel, who stands for him. And, but I still have the sealed prophecy because it never, I just wasn't, nothing was received. And this, the enemy twisted everything the way out what I was talking, and that's, you know, and we wish everybody good. I mean, yeah. My goodness. And so in the context of that, that now look what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted you to know in the context of this, and maybe this can be a part of that, that right after that meeting that I knew who was going to be the next sheriff in the context of that county. And today, what was in that sealed envelope is beginning to happen. And unless we repent, let me tell you what's going to happen. This has nothing to do with leaders. This is us. This is the people of the county. This is the people that are in office are people that we elected and put there. They're our choices.
They're our representation.
It's representative government.
Our representation.
You know, and if we have issues with anybody that's in office, we have issues with ourselves because mm-hmm. we said nothing, mm-hmm. did nothing, or we voted how we thought we could get something out of it. Versus saying, you know, God, how do you want, what you know, find out the person's values mm-hmm. and what they stand for. And so there's more coming. There's more things happening. But I believe in that we can turn. You know, we can turn and say, dear God, we're, you know, forgive us. There's some things that we have to deal with in the county, in the panhandle, and in, spiritually speaking. And we could think about it just in our little vapor of lifetime, or we could think about historically of what happened in America, what happened in Florida, what happened in Escambia County. You know, Escambia is actually a First Nation, mm-hmm. folks. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Let me name you for those areas, those are not familiar with it. You know, the county's called Escambia. There's roads called Shamukla.
Yeah.
This county's called Shamukla. The road, what's Muskogee Road?
Seminole,
Alabama.
Street, yeah.
These are the First Nation people that our forefathers drove west of the Mississippi. We kept their name, we kept their land, we kept their stuff, and we drove them west of the Mississippi. Mm. And so, and as the church, now I'm talking about the world, I'm talking about anybody that hasn't, you know, and made Jesus Christ the Lord of the life. I'm talking to the church here because he says, if my people, mm-hmm. we got to deal with that. We have to deal with that. We have to say, God, you know, what does this mean? We have to begin to learn, you know, and acknowledge what took place. And there's one other issue that God has revealed to me, and I'll talk about when I come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is sharing your faith in the workplace lawful? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am a manager at a grocery store, and I want to know if I can witness to employees. I was told by our state labor department that I cannot. I want to know if I can.
Well, that's a very good question. And the issue is, when you're doing that, it's a private place of employment. So the rules are really subject to the employer, what their rules and regulations and policies are. It's not so much a question of state law. Now, they're saying to you, you cannot consider religion with regard to hiring, firing, or demotion or promotions. That is not a factor that can be considered. So that's probably what they're talking about. I don't think it's so much that whether you can have a conversation with the employer, that's probably no problem. The state issue is there discrimination in the hiring practices of the employer? That's the issue that they're looking at.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that. We are so excited, by the way, to welcome our Gulf Coast audience in our new time slot now, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to be there as soon as you get home from work. We want to give you a perspective of all the things that you heard throughout the day. And, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And we want to be able to you know, God, what does this mean? You know, and hearing from many in the body of Christ and just hearing ourselves from the Lord and spending time abiding with the Lord and praying over it, you know, trying to make sense out of what you know, if you were to think about it, doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm-mm. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm speaking about some prophecies and some things that are taking place. And prophecy, for those who may be new at hearing it, is where God is sharing with us, you know, what's happening, what's going to happen. Sometimes it's history in advance. Sometimes it's words of knowledge, words of wisdom. In other words, this is why things are the way they mm-hmm. are. And in the context of that, some things the Lord has shared with me about the history of that particular area of Escambia County and the Panhandle area. When I was with the leaders in January, our leaders came together from around the nation, and we gathered and just sought the Lord what he had wanted. And I wasn't going to share about this, because the Lord took me on a journey for over a year. For over a year, it took me on a journey that I thought I was just ripped to shreds about the history, because I didn't pay attention. Well, first of all, they didn't teach this history in school.
No.
This is not a history they taught
not
in school.
Much.
So when you hear people talking about rewriting history, if it's not written right, you need to rewrite it. If I got to take my nationality 101 in college just to find out what happened to me and how I got here, it needs to be rewritten. If I am a citizen, then we should merge, you know.
Well, they told a story, but it was his story.
Yeah.
They told a story.
Yeah, and so what the Lord laid on my heart about the history of our nation, and I don't have the chart with me, but it's like 90% of the existence of America when, quote, America was discovered, which the joke is, you know, what did the Indians say when the white man discovered America? They said that was the day we found out we were Indians.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You imagine being in your own house and all of a sudden somebody shows up and says, you know, you are First Nation, we're Second Nation. We're going to push you out of the house. But that's actually what happened. And so for 90% of the history of America, outside of that, is the African American had been under oppression. 90% of the history of this, I believe it's 90%. I don't have it in front of me. You can find it on the torch. I think maybe we have it there, but we'll show it. But understand, from the time that they set foot in St. Augustine, I guess, today, if you take the whole thing and make it a pie and you slice it all up, 90% of that pie is where the African American, it has been under oppression. Mm-hmm. And so you get around 1962, where you start seeing the journey, where you see, you know, the painting when you saw, I can't give you her name right now, maybe John can as we're talking, but when you saw the President Obama standing in front of this painting of this little girl going to school, Norman Rockwell painted that painting.
Right.
And I'll have to get her name in because I wasn't even prepared to talk about this. The reason why that painting's so significant was because that was her going to school.
Yeah.
That was that, even though she's older now looking at that painting, they're looking at it. She was going to school because, white America, well, not all of white America, but that particular region that she was in, didn't want her going to the school, this beautiful little girl going to school.
Ruby Bridges.
Yeah, Ruby Bridges. The Ruby Bridges, that's a real, that's not just a painting, it's a painting of her reality. And understand, okay, so the world does terrible things. I mean, the world does evil things. Men do evil things. But this is the issue. What was done in America, much of it was done in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
It was crosses. Church, crosses burned in the yards of human beings creating the image and the likeness of God, who are fellow citizens just like everybody is. And that was done to the African American in our recent history.
Right.
And the things that have been promulgated out of the Word of God. But just as what Jesus says, Jesus says, go make disciples of all nations. In other words, go tell them I love them, teach them my ways, and bring them into the family.
Mm-hmm.
The word nations in the Greek is the word ethnos. That's where we get the word ethnic, and that's where we talk about ethnic group nationalities. It's not a piece of land, it's people. Mm-hmm. And so the church we have to go back and say, what was done in the name of God was not of God at all. That was not of God, mm-hmm. period. It wasn't.
No.
It was evil. And if we don't repent, this is the whole thing. If we don't repent, I'm telling you, we haven't seen anything yet. And when if you understand my history and you understand my journey, you'll have a little bit more empathy on me when I'm trying to come out of what your great-grandfather put my great-grandfather in. And I've been trying to break loose from this. And just days ago, the Clipper coach reveals the truth behind the monster, which is institutionalized racism. This is where people don't say anything.
He's a Clippers owner.
The Clippers owner, I'm in. Yeah, Clippers owner. Sterling, I think, mm-hmm. or
Donald,
maybe, you know.
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
That it was horrific. But the thing was, it was exposed. It wasn't something new.
Right.
I mean, 70% of the NBA players are African Americans. His very coach on his team's African American. His very girlfriend, not including his wife, she was half African, half black and half Mexican.
Yep.
You know, she said. And that whole thing, whatever. But what it did, it revealed institutionalized racism. And this is what this understand. And my thing is this, what I'm saying is, that's in the church.
Mm.
That, you know, people know, I got to treat you right. I got to treat you good. I got to treat you. But inside they're going, but don't have anything to do with them. And this comes from all races. Believe me.
Yeah.
This is from all races. And the thing is, in the church, because the most segregated moment in America is Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning. And we're brothers and sisters. That's your mother. That's your father. That's your, you know, and you think about, and then when I think about my life, you know, in my life, this is because I pondered this whole thing for the longest time and I couldn't, you know, for a long time I just said, you know, I don't feel that way. It's not a part of me, you know, and I moved on. All of a sudden, God took me this painful journey. It's mm-hmm. like, you still have to acknowledge the reality of where everybody's at. If you're going to reach folks, you got to acknowledge their journey and where they're at and how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to become one unless we do that? But prior to me becoming a believer and getting saved, you know, I did not have a segregated life. My life was not, I mean, I had no barriers. I mean, I was raised by maybe four or five, my mother and my father, but also we had help that came and helped us and raised us and was there with us every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were a mother figure to me, along with my mother.
Right.
And when I see them, my heart goes out to them, and because they were working, and that's who raised, and in the context of a lot of things, that's what happened. And but it just wasn't no barriers, and it's just none of that, you know. But I was in a generation that transitional generation,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to talk more about this in the next program, but. Understand this, until I became a Christian and joined a local church, my life wasn't segregated.
Okay.
But once I became a Christian and joined a church, it didn't matter what race that church was, predominantly it was segregated, whether it's a African-American church, whether it's a white church, whether it's a Hispanic church. And it's like, aren't we called to reach the nations and we can't even reach out to each other?
Right.
And it's like, it wasn't until I became a believer in, and I believe, this is what I really believe, Americans are not segregationists, but the church has got to deal with her issues so she's not segregated from herself. We've got to come together. I'm believing for Azusa Street. Azusa Street had every gender, both genders, had all ages, had all races, and nobody was lifted above anybody. And God reached the world through Charles Seymour, a very humble man who cried out to the Lord. Make sure you catch us on our next program. We'll talk more about this.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm, oh, yeah. I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something, or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it: 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if you missed that. He's like, I'm not scared.
I ain't scared.
And welcome our Christian Television Network audience and... Our BFN TV audience?
Nothing. We're good.
Okay, good, 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 good. I had to watch him. I don't know what this meant or not. Does that mean you're going to buy lunch today?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you are, I wouldn't, you know, want those. Ready.
Yes, I wouldn't want one of
all the protein bars you can eat.
I don't want those protein ones.
No, Auntie's.
What is the professor that was at BRSM that had, I'm not scared, that was Toby and his wife's Toby.
Oh, was it him? Josh.
Josh Peters. He's like, I'm not scared. Powerful man and woman of the Lord and missionaries and supporting missionaries around the world. Mm-hmm. We have a big shout out to Josh and Toby this morning. Man, if you missed the earlier program, you got to catch it. I mean, we're just being real today. So telling it like it is. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the very first thing that the Lord showed me, you know, very specific things about the region that he was going to establish the VFN Dream Center in, the Apostolic Hub, was the history of what took place. Mm-hmm. And he told me, you know, we talk about priorities, you know, you have A priority, B priority, C priority, and that type of thing. And then you have a whole bunch of A's. So then you have to number your A's. Like, this is A1, that's A2, A3. But the Lord specifically told me that he wanted me to have a conversation about what we began in the previous program, what we're seeing surface now. But understand what you're seeing surface out loud in America right now. I'd already spoken it. The Lord just laid it on my heart. I spoke it to the leaders in January. But I wasn't going to share it, as I said, began to say early in the program, because you just don't seem like anybody's interested. It doesn't seem like anybody cares about it. I mean, even the very people that are being oppressed. And so after a while, you're thinking like, man, I'm walking into us, you know, and then finally the Lord says, did I involve, you know, he's showing me, does your opinion even really matter in this thing? It's like, but I'm going to die. He showed me an A1 priority. And you think about this, because a lot of people like to put you in, they're going to put you in whatever, you know, basket box they want to, or box they want to. But the truth is, it's actually a whole pie. It's a whole, you know, a pizza's made of all these different things. And so when you're having a holistic, God's telling you to do something, his church is telling us to do something, don't get so focused on a slice that you're missing the whole pie. Understand, you know, you may be having to do what you're called to do in a specific area, but don't disenfranchise yourself from the whole body in the context of that. And when you're moving, I guess, apostolically or in these hubs that are launching around the nation and that have launched, is that it's a holistic move. I mean, it has to have all the parts. You have to have everything in the context of it, which means you join yourself to the body. And one of the slices of that pie in regards to, you know, that analogy is we have to deal with the race issue in the church. Mm-hmm. We have to deal, and I'm talking about, you know, what's the biggest sport in America?
Baseball.
Football.
Sorry, they don't football. Even. They don't even know.
Baseball.
It is not.
It's documented, brother. Give
it's
it up.
Baseball.
And no, it is not hockey either. They don't even know. It's about race cars.
All right.
What is it?
What'd you say?
No, that's not. That's wash me, Jesus.
That's for the other
like,
person.
I love you, Jesus. Is like boosh, boosh. Like I'm having difficulty with Proverbs on that one. Anyway, so. But hey, you know, you know, do you remember Indiana Jones and that guy goes with a sword? He goes, shoo, shoo, shoo. He has this big sword and he's swinging the sword around. And so Indiana Jones pulls this gun out.
His revolver. Yeah.
Boom. I'm sorry, I can't fight you, but that'll work. Where was I at? Oh, the race.
NASCAR.
Thank you.
NASCAR.
Thank you. Can you believe that? These guys said football. The NASCAR. So when I'm talking about race, I'm not talking about, you know, NASCAR here. I'm talking about the actual ethnicity of our skin. And the reality is, if you find out now, we're all traced back to Adam. So we got a little bit of all of us.
That's right.
I love what Pastor John Kilpatrick says. You know, he says we're all made from dirt.
Dirt, yeah.
Because, you know, God formed us from the dirt.
That's right.
And and we're just all different kinds because we're made from the dirt or the dust. And when you die, if you actually watch the process, our whole body goes back to dirt again. Mm-hmm. But our spirit goes to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And isn't it ridiculous? Isn't it ridiculous? And how many people do this? Think about this. How many men, no, we're talking about Pat, that they buy a nice, you know, sports car.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The thing down so he has his new hairpiece that doesn't come off now. And and so now he's got that thing flapping in the wind. Let me tell
you,
like,
that
last time was like a mustache.
Yeah,
pullback hit the,
yeah,
hit the head and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Anyway, no, that's real. It's authentic.
Deal.
I mean, it was bought from somewhere. The no, it's not.
He's got a receipt.
Where are we talking about? And so they buy
no
a sports
idea.
Car, and it's like a red, you know, Corvette or something. And in the context of that. They just start getting this value. They start sitting up a little taller. Mm. They start looking like this at the red light. You know, I don't give them
your windows roll down.
No, they're actually, yeah, right. You know, oh, I don't know why people are looking at me. I don't know, $60,000 worth of metal bent in plastic and fiberglass. That's probably it.
Yeah.
You know why they're doing that. That's why you wanted it. But the thing about it is your car did not make you better. But now you knew people were going to judge you based off your container.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got the house you got, trying to pay the payments on all that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you feel less than when you wear your sister's, you know, clothes.
What?
Right. Sisters.
Somebody talking
around.
About? Oh, yeah. I didn't have any sisters.
Yeah, you're right. I hate to tell you this, but picture you standing there.
Hello.
Yeah, it was sad. It was really sad. But yeah, you know, the sisters have to wear their sisters' hand-me-downs. Brothers have to wear their brothers' hand-me-downs, and so they think like, you know, I want new stuff. I want brand name stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you taking me to a thrift store? I think it's a thrifty place. You know,
shop.
I don't shop anywhere, so it's not just I don't do thrift. And it's like, because they're thinking value.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a tendency, human nature has a tendency to look at the outer part of a cup, the outer part of a shell. As a matter of fact, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you're judging your whole existence and your presence before God based on the outside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sin nature. It's a sin type thing. But when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you repent from your sin.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, okay, well, now I don't think that way anymore, or I renew my thoughts, I become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me, you know, how this institutionalized racism, it's present, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
You know, we've had, you know, Derek Rice was on. We had him on before. Hopefully it'll be a related link. But Derek's, what, about 5'2", 120 pounds?
Yeah.
You know, and
maybe when he was born.
He's 118 when he's born pounds. The great, great, great
awesome
man. Yep. And but here this man worshiped in a church that was predominantly,
I don't know. Was it white?
I don't know. Predominantly beige. Anyway, so
Caucasian.
He's 6 foot probably before.
At least.
And just a bundle of love and compassion and mm-hmm. man of prayer and just loves God and you know, not perfect. None of us are perfect. And but he sat there beside these people for years, fellow sisters and brothers in the Lord, and who are white. And so for 5 years, I believe it is, for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so you think he's 6'5", he's African-American, he's probably 2+, et cetera. And
this way, you'd want him as your bodyguard, no
yes,
doubt.
Yes, and to know him is to love him, but you can't miss him, his presence. Mm-hmm. And so after 5 years, he said, I prayed. I wish we had that piece you could hear him. I prayed beside them. I
worshiped
beside them. I fell under the power
of God
beside them.
Wow.
You know, and all this kind of stuff. And so he is walking in the parking lot one day praying. He's walking in the parking lot of his church praying. And this is a big deal in church in general because we don't know each other, you know. Mm-hmm. And but either way, so they're sitting like, he sat right behind her.
By the way, that segment on the torch is called the racism in the church still, ? Right. And you can find that on the torch, Derek's encounter.
You've got to hear him say it. You can find it. Richard's related to this as well. But and so he's walking in the parking lot back and forth and he's praying. Mm-hmm. And this lady who he sat behind for 5 years and worshiped God and all that stuff we talked about, you know, was working in that church office, or at least looking up, I think she works there. And she's looking out the window at him pacing back and forth, and he prays and walks. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Derek. Yes. Pray.
Yes.
And so she calls the police on her fellow church member because there is a black male in our parking lot. I think he's trying to break into our cars. Mm. That's like your mama calling the police on her son because he's in the driveway. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was like, we're brothers and sisters. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
5 years. In America, marriages don't last that long. I mean, they've been together 5 years in the presence of God. And they should last, but they, you know, it's amazing. They don't. Anyway, so listen. So the police get called. I'm telling you how institutionalized racism. We have to, and we can deal with the root of racism is anti-Semitism, and you see that on the rise now. So we got to begin to bless Israel and have the right perspective towards Israel. But then we got to deal with the sins of the church. We can't just get over that. How can I get over it? I still have the burnt spot where the cross burnt in my yard.
That's right.
You know, your family album, you have a family in it, but my family's scattered. I don't even know. I got to go to Oprah and some PBS program to find out where I was because of what you did to me. Mm-hmm. What your great grandfather did to me in this whole situation, and just to find out where my history is. I'm just saying. And so the police officer that responds to Derek, an African American member of that fellowship, who the police was called by this white member of that church, who was looking out the building of that church, it's obviously scared of Derek.
Obviously.
And and the police officer shows up, and because he was involved, we did a prophecy for 10 years called the Malachi Mandate, and the whole, I mean, thousands, leaders, police, government, you know, all of them came into the wilderness, and God showed up, and we all built relationships out there with each other. There was no socioeconomic or racial disunity. We were just all one beautiful.
Most beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was a beautiful thing. And because of that relationship, as soon as that police officer showed up, now the church, the institutionalized church, mind you, because this deputy was the church. He was a believer, so he was the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. But when the institutionalized church looked out the window and saw Derek, they saw a criminal. They saw something to be afraid of. They saw something that needs to be taken down by law enforcement and somebody they didn't want to talk to.
Right.
But when the police officer saw Derek, they saw a son. Mm. They said, I know you. Yeah, and they began to, and so even though the institution called the police on Derek because he was African-American in the parking lot, that the church showed up, Jesus showed up in the body of that deputy and made sure that nothing happened to Derek. Listen, we have to deal with institutionalized racism, and you can look around. Just look around. And look around when you gather together and see how many nations are gathered together with you. How many nations? That we talk about Azusa Street, but Azusa Street was made up of all ethnos.
And not decoration. So walk,
yes.
Walk with
you. Right.
A lot of people have decorations, you know, so they walk with you.
I know we got to go to a break, but I know I got invited to a unity meeting. I got invited to a unity meeting. And I'm pumped. I'm like, woo, you probably heard me even talk about it. I'm like, whoa, there's going to be unity. I'm going to go to this unity meeting. You know, they're just unity. And I found out, I'm looking around, I thought, all right, this is like a big salt shaker in here. And I just saw two pieces of pepper, and they were on the far left over there. There was like two African Americans. And all else white, and then on Friday they were going to have one African American speaker. I'm like, this ain't unity. It's like, and the thing is that, you know, we got to, and it's not going to. I don't think we can come together until we acknowledge the sin that took us apart.
That's right.
You know
That's
what I'm saying? Good. What's between us? What's between God? What's between the church coming together is our sins towards one another. Mm-hmm. And does it really matter who's driving the car if we're all family? And if it does matter to you, you haven't dealt with a sin in your heart yet. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't just go, you know, no, that's already been done. That's a finished work on the cross of Christ. And he said, but now consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great what? Boldness. These guys are praying for boldness. Ain't that something? They didn't pray for protection. They didn't pray for a ticket out. They didn't pray for all this, pray against people. I mean, it's amazing when you hear the church like, that's your brother. You can't pray like that to their father against them. That he ain't gonna like that. You can't pray against the church, you know. You know, like Lecrae says, you gotta love her. She's the church, right? She's got her issues and stuff, but you can't come against the body of Christ. Saul found that out on the way to Damascus, didn't he? He found that going, and he says, why are you hurting me? Why are you coming against me? And so he says, don't consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and to perform signs and wonders through your name, the name of your holy servant, Jesus. I mean, what they're saying is like, God, crank it up a notch! Isn't that awesome? It's like, yes! I love that. It's like, where'd everybody go? They ran. No, this is the time to get in and say, this is it! Crank it up, God! This is the time to fight, spiritually. Fight, preach in the name of Jesus. When you get a reaction like that, it means whatever you preach, preach it again. It's good. Don't put it away. Don't put that sermon away. You did good. You did good. And so that kind of prayer, how does God respond to that kind of prayer? Does he go, oh, they got put in prison and Ananias is treating them bad too? And I mean, that's not what he did. They went and prayed like this, and God's response was, why aren't you talking about that? He says, listen, he says, after they prayed this, the place they were meeting was shaken. I mean, think about it, just shaken. I mean, think about it, the place is shaken. I love that. We got to get ready to preach on shaking ground. Don't start running. Fight on the ground. I can literally, I was in the Navy, when you're on a ship, I mean, the ship's doing all this, but you still got to do what you got to do. In the military, you got to do your job. You can't like, oh, I'm a little sick. You know, it's rocking. I'll wait till it stops rocking. No, that's time. You still have to do your job. So after they had prayed this, where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God boldly. It was boldness they got from God. It was boldness. And I think about it, it's like, you know, people saying I'm filled with the Spirit of God. It's like, I don't see any boldness in your life. If you ever filled with the Spirit of God, you would be bold. You wouldn't be running and cowarding out. You wouldn't be looking for a therapist because somebody treated you unjustly. You're thinking, this is what I was called to do, to suffer for doing good but be told I was wrong. And you think about it. The word power that's used in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, comes from the word dunamis, which is where we get the word dynamite. We need some dynamite Christians to begin to say, you know what? Heaven and hell may come against me, but guess what? Guess what? For my second heaven, I'm going to preach boldly. I'm going to preach like I never preached before.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We were talking about race, and there's a professor, the professor in St. Augustine. Who is he?
Actually, he's a professor at Flagler's College. His name is Michael Butler.
In St. Augustine?
In St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. And he did a series, kind of a speech or symposium called Beyond Integration, The Black Freedom Struggle in Pensacola, Florida. And the dates are from 1960 to 1980. And basically in this talk, he presents his research on the civil rights movement in Pensacola. And
this guy focusing on this very same region where God had told me that this we have to deal with the sins of our fathers. And in that region, so there's a breakout. Imagine Azusa Street just breaking out across the nation. And this will have to happen. We'll have to begin to deal with, acknowledge, and repent and seek forgiveness. We don't know if you get it or not. In the context of what happened to break down these walls. That's how walls come down, is through humility and repentance, right?
That's right.
And so this guy's teaching, well, he taught January of this year.
January, I believe it was January the 15th or the 16th.
Of 2014, he taught, right?
Yeah, actually, day, maybe even a week or less from the time that you actually spoke about it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I was talking about with, you know, I didn't really, because my God, it broke my heart. I was so distraught. I came to explain how, what I went through with it, but God just, we prayed, let me fill your heart. And God is very broken over what happened in this nation. Mm-hmm. Even though men go on like nothing happened, right. God's going like,
yeah,
this got to be dealt with. And if you've been under oppression and your family's been under oppression, that God hears the cries of your heart. He's just waiting for his people to wake up and acknowledge those things and deal with them. And so I thought I wasn't going to even, you know, share it after a while. And at the last moment, the enemy's just trying to keep me from, you know, talking about it. Nobody wants to hear about it. And there's that shootings and all that stuff that's going on. And then the Lord encouraged me at the last moment. And when I shared what God laid on my heart, what happened in the leadership?
It's, oh, it was awesome.
Oh, man, it's powerful.
God showed up, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He's so confirmed.
Hearts this melted.
And he said to me, this is an A1 priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then he sent me to a meeting on Gregory Street.
Yeah.
And the exit for that meeting was A1. And it was right between the Bayfront Auditorium, where God had me stand before the entire city down there in Escambia County and repent for racial profiling that took place. And law enforcement to go meet with law enforcement in the restaurant that's named after the year that Woodrow was president. I can't think of the year it was. And God is into this. We just got to begin to believe. Get hopeful again.
He's right across that area of property, too, that was unjustly removed. I mean,
they just flooded out. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They just flooded out. And so and our time is limited. And so just to think about this, so I'm sharing my heart with a Christian brother and really loves the Lord and about some of this. And it just seems to water off a duck's back when you talk to folks. And it's like, but I'm really believing there's going to be a breakthrough in this. And so after I finished talking to the brother about the, you know, segregation and you know, we've got to come together and... He said, as a matter of fact, I'm speaking at a black church this week, this Sunday. And I'm thinking, okay, now you call your church church and you call her church church. But when you talk about my church, you call it by the color of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
You never called your church white, beige, ashy, you know, pasty. you know what I'm saying? But when you talk about my church, you call my church by the color of my skin?
Wow.
You can't tell me there's, and this is what happens, and this is what Bob Jones says. When we talk wrong things as normal, we've been given over to it.
Mm.
And so we have to get set free. You have to realize that ain't right. In your conversation, you segregated. There's no such thing as a black church and a white church and an ashy church and a pasty church. There's one church. It's the church of Jesus Christ, and we're brothers and sisters. This is what he said. I love we had Captain David Alexander on with the Pensacola Police Department. That, you know, that this is what Jesus says. He says, if you don't love your brother, you are a liar when you say you love God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't love me, if you think I'm that person over there, them, you know what I'm saying? And every race talks about them who has segregational mindsets. So this is not just white or black or Asian or Hispanic. I mean, this is a spirit. And we, you know, we are called to unify and come together again. And if every time you come together, you're all pepper, and every time together, you're all salt, or every time you come together, you know, you're just, he's like, you know, what are we doing? We're not reaching the ethnos.
That's right.
We're not reaching the nation. We need to test our love and get out there and reach out to our brothers and sisters and lay down our life for each other. This is how they'll know you're my disciples. If we want to see a move of God that touches this city, and I think this Clipper owner has revealed institutional racism, but I said in the very beginning of this year, and God told me the previous year before, that it's happening in the church, and we have to be able to deal with it. And we can deal with it. We deal with it at the cross of Christ. We acknowledge it. We talk to our brothers. We acknowledge their journey or my journey or whatever it was and say, you know what? It was wrong. It was evil. You know, would you forgive me for my sins and the sins of my fathers? Nehemiah told us how to restore the church in America again. You got to get that series, but understand there is a way out. Let's believe God for what he did through Charles Seymour all over the nation by beginning to acknowledge what we saw in L.A. with the Clippers is actually in the walls of the church.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to have a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to vfntv.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. There it's you yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to vfntv.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.